Breakfast with Martin Esther.
Wat ek geland by, welkom by show. Goed om jou te sien, man.
Thanks, Martin.
Het jy wakker gebleef vir die rugby saterdag aand?
Ja, groot gedeelte van het.
Een groot gedeelte van het, jy weet ons het gewen, right?
Yes, nee, ek het eigen gesien. Die eerste stukje rommers.
Okay. Lekker game. Ek dacht die man of the match was definitely Nigel Owens. I thought he should have gotten man of the match there. Except for the high tackle, maybe. But a colorful referee. Die ref maak een groot verskil, hè?
Ja, 100%. Maar ek dink, op die einde van die dag is het maar die span wat die beste aanpas. Wat op die einde van die dag die wedstrijd sal wen. Ek dink dat is wat ons gedoen het onder een groot gedeelte van druk die die rest van die game. So ek dink het was goed vir ons, ja.
Bench het actually lekker gelijk hulle opgehaaklip het.
Ja, ek dink
dat is wel een beetje van een spark geweest.
Ek dink dat is ook om hulle is. Ja, ek dink hulle is duidelijk haas. So, nie omdat hulle tweede beste is, maar omdat hulle werk het om te doen as hulle opkom, ja, en om die game klaar te maak.
Cheslin Colby, perfect impact player. Because he's so, hoe kort is hy in rechte lewe? Hy is redelijk kort.
Ja, hy is redelijk kort, maar ek denk, ja, sy skills het wat hy het.
No,
amazing.
It doesn't take away from what he can do, but it does make it hard to tackle him, doesn't it?
Ja, ek denk hy geef jou definitief een strafskop. So,
in
die aansvalspan, ja.
Should that have been a try? A penalty try? Should that have been at least a penalty?
I think so, yeah.
It's a high tackle.
Yeah, 100%.
I feel for that guy. He was really tall and Cheslin's really short, so it is almost impossible not to high tackle him at that point in time. But it is what it is. Yeah. As you said there, he's a guaranteed penalty somewhere along the line. And you know, we spoke about it last week as well, Alma. I'm saying that we've got the TV ref, you've got the TMO, use the guy better. I'm not saying he must get involved micromanaging throughout the game. But crucial calls like that. Stem jy saam, Warwick?
Ja, ek dink dis 'n groot gedeelte, soos jy sê, en vooral ons wat nou beweeg na die wereldbeker toe. Hy sien die type foute wat hy wil maak op 'n groter vlak, soos hy wat 'n once in a lifetime tournament is. Ja.
They should use the TMO better. He should have the authority to say, guys, it was a high tackle. Because we all could see. We all see what he sees, right, on a screen. Ja. And he can just replay it and replay it. Mm. Why not use it? Why not use it for crucial moments in the game like that? Do you think it's ever going to change, Warwick?
In a way, yeah, but I think they also want to empower the ref himself to make that call. Yeah. Mm, so I think, I don't know if the refs must step up or they must use the TMO more, but I think they want to give him more power.
The mere fact that the TMO is there, they've taken a bit of power away. I'm saying now that you've empowered another man watching a TV screen, being a ref, empower him, you put him there.
Ja,
so talking about empowerment.
Ja, maar die trend van World Rugby, like if you read what they've been issuing, is that they're stepping away from empowering the TMO. They want the ref to have the final decision-making.
It's terrible. It's terrible because it mars games and it's going to happen in the World Cup as well. When there are crucial moments like that, we should use the TMO. You put him there, empower him. Wat ons mis jou, man? So jy's terug, jy's happy, skouer is reg, alles is lekker.
Ja, so we gaan
ons. So listen, there's this thing called the Bright Rock Players Fans Choice Award. You get to, there are various categories. There's one category where you get to vote for your favorite player. We spoke to Vanner last week, Vanner Kok, and Warwick is ook een van die spelers waarvoor jy kan stem. I'm backing Warwick all the way. Because his choice of a charity is something that this country, I mean, there's not one person listening this morning who can tell me that it is not like most top of mind topical charity that you could support. I'm talking about a center that looks after abused women and their children. Dis die Saartjie Baartman Center in die Kaap. Moet jy besluit op daai ene?
Ek dink toe ek groot geword het, ek baie sulke gevalle gesien waar vrouens en kinders mishandel word en wanneer van die dag wat hulle net alles verloor en net sien hoe hulle agteruit gaan. En ek dink toe ek die keuse gekry het om een centrum te kies, het ek dadelijk besluit op dit, want ek volg het al verlang en ek het gesien wat hulle vir vrouwens en kinders doen, so ek denk, soos jy sê, is iets groot wat nou aangaan in ons land, en ek denk is net baie belangrijk vir my, as 'n persoon om die centrum te ondersteun.
Waar het jy groot geword?
Ek het in Lysna groot geword, in Holly, maar yes, ja, nie, Suid-Kaap.
En jy, soos jy sê, jy het baie van die type van ding gesien, en gewoonlik word het net onder die mat gevee. Hy vrouwens en hy kinders moet maar net koop.
Ja, en ek dink, ja, niks word vir hulle gedoen en hulle is maar net daar so. Ja. En,
Can I tell you what I love about the center is the center not only gives these ladies and their kids counseling, if it's necessary, they accommodate them. Because I think that's a lot of that's a huge problem. Abused women have to then just go back home. And then the cycle, that vicious cycle just continues. Sarki Bartman Center for Abused Women and Their Children even accommodate them. They counsel them. They've got a specific care for the children program as well. But it costs money. When you vote, I'm asking you this morning very nicely. When you get a chance, we'll put the link up on our Facebook page, also on Twitter. At Jack of Breakfast on Twitter, Breakfast with Martin Best on Facebook. Go and click on the link and vote for Warwick Galant. If he wins, 50,000 Rand will go to the Sarki Bartman Center for Women and Children, which I think is fantastic. Support Warwick, please.
And the show, and if you want to find out who wins, is on the 11th of December, and it's going to be streamed live on Sport 24.
And you can be there.
Mm-hmm.
You can also win
a spot. You can buy tickets, yes.
Buy tickets, yeah.
Ticketpro.co.za, go buy your tickets. It's basically just 100 professional rugby players, all the top guys in the country,
yes.
And you and your Tommy having a cold one with them.
And myself, Francois van Cooke, gaan we weer zijn. Some of the other celebs wat die mensen ondersteunen.
And we have some pretty freaking awesome musicians performing, but I can't tell you who yet.
Fortunately for Warwick, he's got the backing of the biggest platform. So I'm asking you this morning, flex that muscle and vote for Warwick. Okay. Warwick, enjoy practice today. Ons is kinderlijk opgewonden oor wat van die bulle afkom. En natuurlijk wat meer van jou afkom vir SA Rugby en die bulle. Thanks for popping in, my friend. We'll do it again.
Thank you, Martin.
Warwick Galant, jylle. It's time to get up. And go. Wake up. With Martin Bester. Weekday, 6 to 9 a.m. Jacaranda FM.